the day we are born. Day by day, our life is getting shorter and shorter, and we are coming closer to our grave and closer to the Yawmul Qiyamah. We know amongst all the Anbiya alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu salam has the longest life. Right? So it is said, and it is written in Tafsir Qurtubi, Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned this, that lamma ata malakul maut Nuhan liyaqbid ruhahu. When malakul maut came to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam to take away his soul, قال يا نوح كم عشت في الدنيا. He asked Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, O Nuh alayhi salam, now I came to take away your soul, but I have a question. How long you live in this dunya? So قال ثلاثة مئة قبل أن أبعث وألف سنة إلا خمسين عاما في قومي وثلاثة مئة سنة وخمسين سنة بعد الطوفان. So Nuh alayhi salam replied, 300 years I passed before I became Nabi. And as a prophet of Allah, I spent 950 years with my qawm, with my ummah, inviting them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That period was, my preaching period was 950 years. And then the tufan, the flood came, and my disbelievers were destroyed and drowned. And after that, when my boat was settled, my ark was settled, then I lived 350 years. Now you came to me. So total lifespan of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam was 1600 years. 1600 years was his lifetime. Longest life among all the people. Right? So after hearing this, Kala Malkul Maut, فَكَيْفَ وَجَدْتَ الدُّنْيَا. How you found this world? How you feel it after living so long period in this world? قال نوح عليه السلام replied, مِثْلَ دَارٌ لَهَا بَابَانِ. دَخَلْتُ مِنْ هَذَا وَخَرَجْتُ مِنْ هَذَا. He said, I feel like one room, and that room has two doors. I just enter from one door and I exit from the another door. Imagine Nuh alayhi salam is replying, who has the longest life in this world. And he felt, my 1600 years of life, I just felt I entered in the room from one door and I went through the another door and my life is over. Compared to our life, 50, 60 years of life, how long you can live? That's why equitable calculation is not more than 2.5 minutes compared to the Yawmul Qiyamah with Khamsina Alfa Sana and 50,000 years. So what is the day is addressing, my brothers and sisters, to us? It comes in the hadith, لَيْسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِي مِنْ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا يَتَكَلَّمُ يَقُولُ يَا أَيُّ النَّاسِ إِنِّي يَوْمٌ جَدِيدٌ فإني ما يؤمل في شهيد فإني لو قد غربت الشمس لم أرجع إليكم إلى يوم القيامة. That oh human being, oh insan, and especially the believers, because we have the concept of hereafter. We believe in life after death. There are thousands of people that won't believe in life after death. For them it's nothing. But we as a believers, we have this concept of life after death. And this is one of the fundamental beliefs, that we do believe in life after death. And that is the eternal life. So every day when the dawn appears and he addressing us, that I am Yawmun Jadidun, I am a new day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you to make it. And whatever amal you are going to do, I will be witness for you on Yawmul Qiyamah. Meaning, if during the day, this 24 hours capital Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, and this you utilizing it in right way, praying all 5 times salah and doing all the good actions and abstaining from the evil, from the committing sins, violating the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will be witness for you on Yawmul Qiyamah. But if you wasted me, if you did not take care of me, if you don't value me, you let it go like this, after sunset I'll go away. And then you won't find me until Yomul Qiyamah. And in that case, if you misuse it, if you not value me, then I will be witness against you. That Allah, you have granted me, but He did not treat me well. He just wasted my time. So my brothers and sisters, we have to be very, very careful what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted at this time, the wealth of time. One last hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that he was advising one of the Sahabi that, oh my beloved Sahabi, اِغْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ. You must value these five things before these five things happen. And it's going to happen. It is the reality. It will happen. What you must value? شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ حَرَبَكَ. You must value your youth before the old age approach you. Because there are so many things, there are so many actions, there are so many a'mal that the young man can do with his full energy, full strength. You can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worshipping, by fasting, by doing so many good actions. And when old age appears, when he becomes disabled, when he becomes weak, then even he wants to pray salat, he cannot pray. Then he has to sit on the chair. Then he cannot make sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He deprived himself by making sujood also. He just had to sit on the chair. He cannot bow down. So before that age comes, before that time approaches to you, you must value your youth. Don't waste it in violating and committing the sin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second advice was sihhatuka qabla sukmu. You are right now healthy. Health is greater than wealth. Value it. Do good amal and good actions while you are healthy. When before the sickness overcome, before you become weak, before you become helpless and powerless. So you must value your sihat and your strength and your health before it becomes weak. Then ghinaka qabla faqr. The third advice Rasulullah SAW has given, that you must value your wealth before the poverty approach you. Because wealth is not going to remain forever. It is like a shadow. It comes and goes away. Today is in your hands. Tomorrow it will be in the hands of someone else. Right? So you don't trust the wealth. But right now you have control over wealth. You have wealth in your possession. Utilize it in the good things, in the good ways. So it will help you in hereafter. Make sadaqatul jariya, make donations and charity. While the wealth is in your hands, do the good use of this wealth before the poverty approaches you. Then faragaka qabla shughlak, that right now you have free time. And in this free time, utilize this free time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending your time in good way. Before you occupied with something. When you occupied with your study or your work or your things like that, you don't have time for salah, you don't have time for recitation of the Quran, you don't have time for zikrullah. You say, oh, I'm very busy. So before you become busy, utilize your time, spare time in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the final advice is, wa hayatuka qabla mawtik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you this beautiful life. Very valuable life. Before the Malakul Maut approaches you, he's going to come anyway without informing you, without alarming you, he's going to approach you. Yesterday we have two mayat in the same time in Sacramento Cemetery, one after the other. So there is no guarantee of life. Malakul Maut will come and snatch your ruh anyway, anytime. We don't know, there were so many people were with us in 2019, now they are under the ground. They are in the graves. Who knows, next is our turn. So value this new year, and I have some resolution, inshallah, very quickly. If you can make this resolution, make the promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one habit at a time. Inshallah, it will help you by the end of the year, you will achieve some goal. Number one, you eliminate these 12 things, and you implement other 12 things. I'll go over very quickly. The first thing you must eliminate from your life, if you have it, is suspicious. If you have this habit of suspicious, you suspect everybody, you must eliminate it, get rid of it. The second thing, insult and swear. Don't abuse your words. take care of your tongue. The third thing is anger. Try to control your anger. The fourth is laziness. If you are lazy, get rid of the laziness. Idleness, you're doing nothing. So don't do this and utilize your time in the productive things. Failure and bad words, jealousy, lying, backbiting, slandering, and pride. These are the 12 things. Every month, if you pick up one thing and try to eliminate the whole month, inshallah, you'll get rid of next month pride, next bad habit. Likewise, the end of the year, you will be able to get rid of at least 12 bad habits. And you try to implement one quality at a time in 1 month, and next month you choose another one. Inshallah, the first quality we all have to inculcate and implement in our daily life is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear of Allah. Number one thing, we all have to worry that my Allah is watching me, whatever I am doing, wherever I am doing. No one is there, but Allah is there. You know? The second thing is establishing 5 times salah. Make a habit, I'm not going to miss my salah no matter what happens. I will be punctual on my 5 times salah and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing, recitation of the Quran. It is said if you start your day by the recitation of the Quran, any part of the Quran, one page, half a page, even one ayat, the whole day you will see the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you. Quran is the speech of Allah, it's kalamullah. If you start your day just by reciting one page or half page or one ruku or few ayat, you will see the barakah and blessing. But do it constantly, don't miss it, do it every day. And then sila rahmi, which is very, very important, family tie. If you don't talk to your relatives, try to talk to them, apologize to them, and have the relationship. And number five is hope. لَا تَقْرَبْتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. You should be hopeful on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And acquiring the deeni knowledge. Set up a certain time to study, to read the deeni books and increase your knowledge. Respect each others. And serving to the people. This is very good quality. It's a human right that you must try to serve the people who are in need of us anyway, by financially, physically, or giving them mashwara or good advice, etc., etc. And patience and thankfulness. This is also a very good habit we should try to inculcate. Unity is very, very important to this time. Brotherhood. And then finally, sincerity. Whatever we do for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to make the resolution of this new year with all these good habits and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.